Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We just hope you had a great weekend. I spent mine trying to move into my new home. I said trying because between the rain and the wind and just a lot of heavy stuff, I only got about half of it done, but I'm happy to have gotten half done. Hope you had a resting, well, and you didn't lose too much sleep as we sprang forward, as you do in spring for daylight savings time. So, you know, Kim Thatcher's bill never passed the House. So we're going to stay in the same thing until, you know, the U.S., till Congress agrees that, hey, let's just make daylight savings time permanent, like we asked them to do 5 years ago, right? 4 years ago, whenever it was. Lots to talk about today. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I've got an interesting email from a listener about the VA, and it coincides with an article in the News Review, which is entitled "The Struggle of Connecting Veterans to Care." Now, there's a lot of other things going on out there, folks, including here in Oregon. Fentanyl possession is again illegal. Okay, good. As drug use and homelessness overwhelm cities. There was a protest to shut down the freeway and also attack the Support Israel event. Senator Bonham had enough, as this is all on OregonWatchdog.com, by the way. Senator Bonham, Dan Bonham, cronyism kickbacks in Oregon's own Pannergate. And it goes on, including an editorial that says the short session delivered long session results. What? I thought you weren't supposed to do that kind of thing. You know, major policy things was all a lie to begin with. And we, of course, did it because we had to deal with the fallout and the effect of Measure 110. Then there's another article here, the short session illusions, what you didn't see. There's another one here that says Kotech lawmakers vote to roll back liberalism. Did they? Did they really? Measure 110 funding expands a parent mentor program. So, and by the way, did you see that the Shakespearean Festival got $2.5 million of funding? You know, that was part of that sports package, I think it was. And then there's an interesting one. An article said, this is the top among Oregon scams. Slam the scam day, Oregon Department of Justice, the national day. Imposter scam. Social Security is the biggest one, folks. By the way, you should know something. The IRS never, I repeat, never calls you on the phone. They always send you letters. Just remember that. Just remember it. By the way, Speaker Mike Johnson blasted Biden for apologizing for calling Lakin Riley's murderer an illegal. He called him an illegal. And then he apologized for it. A murderer, an illegal alien murderer that came across the border because Joe Biden opened the border. And he calls him an illegal. And then he apologizes for it. A murderer. Stunning, isn't it? Or is it not? It's not really stunning. It's par for the course. So, thank you to all of you, by the way, who attended our special live broadcast Saturday afternoon, Non-Compliant America's time slot. From 4, we went to 6 over at Miller's Barbecue. What an awesome group of people. Many of you, some of you were new. Some of you I've not seen before. Thank you to all of you who came to participate and to hear Representative Ed Diehl talk about the legislative session, to talk about other things and what we can expect that will come in the coming, the 2025 session, and why the elections are so important. Because what we managed to stop this time will be back. I'm referring specifically to the Democrats' Porn Forever in Schools bill. I'm going to keep saying that, folks, till I see more of you repeating it out there on social media. This is how we set the narrative. Because it's coming back. You can just bet on it. Thank you to all of you who showed up. So many of you participated. Really very grateful for that. There was well over 100 people in the live audience buying great, incredibly good food. I mean, I still haven't finished my brisket quesadilla, which is just my favorite there. And Matthew Miller makes this special, very hot barbecue sauce. I mean, spicy hot, really good. That's how I like it. And just did an incredibly good job. Anyway, thank you to all of you who participated. Josh Michael, Non-Compliant America, his show was heard from 4 to 5 every Saturday. He broadcast it, simulcast it on X. We had Don Powers call in, who was down on the southern border, just arrived to spend a couple of days down there. He'll be back. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk with him a little bit later this week. He'll be back, you know, maybe tomorrow. At any rate, there was a moment. We had Kyle Rittenhouse, which was unexpected. You know, famous Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot and killed the rioters who were attacking him, one which was trying to shoot him with a gun. That Kyle Rittenhouse called in. And he's going to be down in Coos Bay, folks, later this week. He's coming to Oregon. Not going to tell you when and where, but he's just coming to Coos Bay, folks. Now, for some reason, I mean, this is the power of X. I mean, we had like a few people on it. And then Kyle called in and it blew up. There was a moment where we had over 1,000 people on the Twitter, which is X, right? It's called Twitter Spaces. It's a live feed. Josh was simulcasting his show. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, congresswoman from Georgia, got on, was there listening. She brought a whole ton of other people, put it out there, and it was amazing. It was amazing to have that many people listening to what's going on in Oregon. And many of them stayed with us because as we talk through the fact that Oregon is not lost, and it isn't. There's a lot of hope. And thanks to Julie Hoy, who came to talk briefly about the city of Salem. We had 3 Salem City Councilor candidates, 2 of which are running against each other, but are good friends. We had Anna Munson running for Marion County Clerk. Just a lot of great people. Thank you all for attending. It was a great event. We truly enjoyed it, and we are going to have more of them. And not that long from now either. Talking about various issues that are of deep importance. So thank you all for being a part of that. So I want to get into this because this is so important. There's this article about the struggle of connecting veterans to care. And this is out of the Roseburg VA Center. Now, I got an email from Don, who's one of our listeners. He says, I've been listening to you for years. I'm a 70-year-old disabled service-connected Vietnam-era Marine. Hoorah. I have just learned that the VA is canceling the Choice Community Care Program established by President Trump. This means that vets will have to go to Portland for their medical and dental needs. There's a clinic in Salem, but they're mostly a check-in and send to the Portland facility. Now that we can no longer see providers in the community. My dentist has already informed me that they will no longer be seeing veterans. My pain care provider is next. There was an interview with an official from Concerned Veterans for America that explained what the VA is doing. They have an article on their website, as does militarytimes.com. I fear for my fellow veterans. I've heard of and seen articles that hundreds of millions of dollars might be underestimated, allocated for veterans is going to illegal aliens. Listen to your program yesterday. Outstanding. Please let me know if you have any more info on this insult to America and us veterans. No, I don't. Not yet. But we're going to be on it, Don. The idea that Joe Biden and the radical Marxists, the communists that are advising him within his administration, many of them holdovers from Obama. The idea that they would take money from veterans that's already purposed. Folks, here's the thing you got to know. Nobody's cut the VA budget. In fact, what Mike Johnson has done is continued the same thing that Kevin McCarthy has done, sadly. And you know what that is? Well, that is funding government at present levels through continuing resolutions rather than, I mean, they got some of their budgets done. Supposedly, they're working on some of their budgets now. This is what you get when you get a bunch of rhinos. This is why MAGA has to become, as Steve Bannon says, ascendant at the local level to get rid of these rhinos who are beholden to their big donors. Folks, we cannot continue with $2 trillion deficits. At some point, it sucks up all the money we need for everything else. This business that we are diverting hundreds of millions of dollars that goes to veterans at the local level, that has benefited veterans thanks to Donald Trump, and we're giving it to illegals, is not only an insult, it's an outrage. And you need to be aware of it. Back in a moment. No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Friends, do stand up for your liberty. How would you do that? You buy great products from MyPillow. Because Mike Lindell is out there every day flying across the country. And I mean, working hard to ensure election integrity. And as more is revealed, I mean, there's interesting stuff today on the Gateway Pundit again about the fraud that was committed and continues to be committed down in Georgia. There's a featured story that, is this the last straw for Raffensperger, is the headline. Evidence confirms the Georgia's Secretary of State team, the Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, illegally recorded the Trump call, promoted a fraudulent transcript, sent it to the Washington Post, then trashed the audio. Problem is, he got caught. Okay. Mike Lindell's fighting against that, friends, and that's a great reason for you to join me in continuing to buy incredibly great products from MyPillow. And they have, if you go to MyPillow.com, you get these great discounts. You use the discount code PC23. PC23. All kinds of great deals. The deals change just depending on what they want to highlight at a particular time. As you know, I am moving into my new home. I need lots of stuff for my new home, and I'm getting it at great discounts. MyPillow.com. And when you fund MyPillow.com by buying products from them, you're funding your own liberty because of what Mike Lindell is doing all across the country. So I want to encourage you to do that. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. Oh, by the way, there's another Gateway Pundit story here about the Jay Inslee, Washington governor, is going to sign a bill allowing reports of bias expression against anyone, criminalizing free speech, including your family and your friends. No kidding. This is sort of like Tina Kotek's Ministry of Truth, isn't it? Kind of is. So this story is about connecting veterans to services. Now, this is a news story out of the News Review out of Roseburg, okay? And the center's on the Roseburg VA Center, which has been there a long time. There are 252,000 veterans in Oregon. Did you know they're that? Seriously, did you know out of like 4.2 million people, 5% of them are veterans? How many are actually enrolled in VA care? Well, there's actually, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs, the majority of the 266,000, this story is not consistent, it has two different numbers here. The majority of those 266,000 veterans are Vietnam veterans. Okay. There were extended VA benefits and health care to those exposed to burn pits, toxic substances. We had a bunch of Oregon guardsmen exposed to burn pits when we went into Iraq. Of that particular program, only 1% of veterans applied for it. Now, what's interesting about this is, by the way, you want to call and talk about this because it is disputed. Yes, I have seen Don Powers, Josh. I have seen Don Powers' endorsement from Mike Lindell. I did see that. Here's the thing. This is disputed. I'm reading a military.com article. Even though there are congressmen and U.S. senators who have introduced legislation to not allow any VA resources for illegal aliens act, the VA is saying the VA has never provided VA care for migrant detainees. VA, I'm quoting here, the VA does not provide or fund any health care to ICE detainees. There's a 2002 payment processing agreement in which ICE pays for the FSC to process payments for ICE-funded health care. This involves no more than 10 employees. Well, okay. What Tuberville is saying is that the Biden administration is playing word games. Imagine that. Accusing the VA of allowing detainees to access its community care network, which provides private health care services to veterans outside of VA clinics and medical centers. By definition, that means worse options for our veterans. Now, that's exactly what Don is talking about here. The community care program. Those resources are being, they're being opened up to the illegals. Now this article starts off by saying this is a 22-year-old arrangement between the Department of Veterans Affairs and ICE, because conservatives in Congress claim it puts health care for detained illegals or migrants over that of veterans. The VA says it has no impact whatsoever. Really? So is Senator Tuberville and others just lying, making up something on nothing? We'll talk more about it when we come back. Don't go away. You're drinking political coffee. It's 6:30.
Good morning, I'm Rod Tanner with Reliable News, and this forecast is brought to you by Jensen Exteriors. As we start the week, there's a slight chance of rain this morning. We'll have showers this afternoon with a high 48. We'll have winds over 30 miles an hour. We'll have rain tonight with a low of 44 as winds gust over 30 miles an hour. Showers continue Tuesday with a high near 50. Wednesday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 51. Thanks for listening to KSLM AM and FM, Reliable News Talk Radio.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Do you know if, in fact, you as a veteran have been denied services because the VA is diverting money meant for you at the Trump's community care program for local outside of VA centers, local providers? Do you know, have you been told as a veteran, the money's being diverted to illegal aliens? It's very controversial. It's insulting. It's very outrageous and angering if it's true. One thing is true, and this is the red flag, at least in my mind. The VA's budget has not gone down, folks. There have been no cuts to the VA. Why are they cutting the program? Well, they're diverting the money somewhere. That's obvious. Why? Where's it going? Is it going to illegal aliens? Military.com article seems to suggest that, yeah, they're definitely processing more claims. Hundreds of millions of dollars. So, are they really diverting it or not? Any of you veterans out there, have you been told this? Would love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Let's talk to Fred, who is a veteran. Freddie, what have you heard?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm on the Veterans Medical Services now, both in Portland and Salem. I have to tell you, it is excellent, and I haven't seen any signs of that. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen, but I'm telling you, the people that work there and provide those services are the kindest, nicest people. I ask them all the time, you guys get some sort of special pill in the morning or something, because you really... really are wonderful folks, and they said, we really enjoy helping the veterans. Now, I have to say this. If they start treating illegals, I hate to see what that waiting room is going to look like, because there's a lot of veterans in there that understand with the price that we all paid, especially the ones in combat, and to have a bunch of illegals in there getting preferential treatment ahead of the veterans, it's not going to play well inside the veterans organization, I can tell you that.
And it shouldn't. And if it happens, we need to know about it, because we'll put it out there.
I'll be the first to tell you.
Absolutely. And we'll get everybody to start calling Wyden and Merkley's office and Andrea Salinas's office. You know, it's interesting, Andrea Salinas voted to not deport criminal illegal aliens. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe that. I can believe anything coming from these people nowadays.
Well, Freddie, if that happens, I want to know about it. And I want to know about it as quickly as possible. Okay?
Well, you'll be able to hear me, Jeff, because I won't even have to call you. You'll hear me scream from the VA office because I'm not putting up with that. I am not putting up with that.
Nor should you, nor should any
of us. And I know the veterans that are sitting there that I see, I'm sure they're not going to put up with it either. And by the way, those people are so punctual at everything. I mean, I don't wait for anything. And anything I want, I tell them what I want, and they take care of it. It's amazing. I'm thrilled to death and honored, to be honest with you.
Have they indicated to you that they are going to be, as they've done to Don, one of our listeners here in Salem, have they indicated to you that they're going to be discontinuing some of the local community services?
I haven't heard that at all. I mean, I go get the blood tests here, and I have a doctor here and a couple other nurses and stuff and dietitians and everything, and no one has ever mentioned any of that. And I go to the VA facility whenever I want to go. A couple months ago, they did up in Portland, they did some cancer surgery on me. And there was I have never seen or heard of any of that, whether it's in Portland or whether it's here in Salem. Nothing. I haven't heard any of that.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Freddie. I really do appreciate you checking in with us. Friends, if any of the rest of you out there that are veterans and you're experiencing care here in the Salem area, Mid Valley area, or with other doctors around the area that are part of this community care program. Remember, this is what Trump brought in. And friends, it works. Now, I have to tell you that I too have been very impressed with the local VA care. Through a friend of mine, a former Marine, had a bunch of issues, and they really worked with him. And they worked with him through something called Veterans Court. Now, this is something that works with both through the VA, but it works with the local DA. Works with everyone who's connected to a veteran who's having a legal issue, or maybe there's substance abuse involved or whatever. And I will tell you that the thing that I observed in my friend whom I had lunch with yesterday, is I will tell you that this worked, because everybody who's involved in this court case with this veteran, everyone who's involved with it, including the prosecutors, are there to help the veteran work through the issue. I've never heard of anything like it before, and it works. In fact, it works so well, it gets funding from the local from state funding is part of it, okay, in addition to federal funding. This is a good thing, and it's powerful. And this is an absolute, this is how it ought to be, folks. It's a very, very good thing. So in this article that we're talking about, the struggle of connecting veterans, that one of the thing is many veterans actually don't try to access any VA care. And you know why? Because many of them say, and this is direct quotes here in this article, they never saw combat and don't deserve the benefits that come with service because they don't want to take away valuable resources from those who did serve in combat and suffered because of it. Now, that's a wonderful thing. It is that some veterans say, you know what, I'm not going to access VA care because I don't want to take services away from those who really deserved it. That's selflessness, which frankly represents the greatness of what we do in our military and how we teach or did till Biden came along and it became woke. At any rate, there is a struggle here because if you serve this country as a veteran, this is part of our contract with you as a society, as a nation. It doesn't matter whether you saw combat or not. It's irrelevant. What matters is that you are willing to put your life on the line for the rest of us. One of the things that in this article talks about the Douglas County Veteran Service Officer is a gal by the name of Mary Newman Keyes, who had great things to say also about the federal workers at the VA center in Roseburg. Now, she's a county worker. And I have to tell you that this is one of the things I'm most proud of. When I came home from Iraq, then Governor Ted Kulongoski read stories about me being out over there, and he had gone over there also. And he called me up and said, hey, I'd like to talk with you. So went and sat down with he and his staff and my chief of staff, and he wanted to know what I learned over there and what we could do to make things better for the Guard. And the reason that this was true is because just 2 years prior, we had cut a lot of money from the Guard. We'd cut a lot of money from the Guard because we had gone through the 9/11 recession where we had five special sessions because we were in a recession. There was less money coming to the state of Oregon and we had to cut budgets because we have to make our budget balance in Oregon. He and I sat and we talked this through and we came up with a package of bills that we passed. The Republicans were in control of the House and the Senate at the time. We passed these bills. Ted Kulongoski signed them. And one of the things we did was dramatically expand the county veteran service officers. These are county employees. We expanded their ability to reach out and we hired more of them because not every county had one, believe it or not, to talk to these veterans, all veterans, just not Oregon Guardsmen, but all of them. And it has remained in place, and I will give the Democrats a little bit of credit here, not much. They have remained, they've kept this funding in place, and it makes a difference. It's a good thing. Back in a moment, 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
You know, when I walk into my new home, I am nice and toasty warm. You know why? Because I put in a new heat pump. If you have an older heat pump or your heating system could be natural gas, could be electric, and it is not working right, you're not comfortable. you owe it to yourself to call Freedom Heating and Air. And you know what they'll do? They'll come out and look at your system, assess what's going on with it to make it work better. Sometimes that may be just as simple as, you know, a good cleaning, new filters. If you haven't done that for a while and your system's not working, it could be because of that. Or it could be because maybe you don't have, there might be a technical reason why. It happened to me once, got very expensive because I let it go. Don't be like me. I'm smarter than that now. I don't let that stuff go. Call Freedom Heating and Air. You know what they'll do? They'll fix it for you. Call 503-580-1456. 580-1456. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. You know, did you see the FDNY firefighters who booed Letitia James? The Gateway Pundit is reporting that they are being ordered to surrender themselves or face punishment. What? Yeah. No kidding. They booed the Attorney General. And now they're being told, you got to reveal yourself who you were, because if you don't, we're going to hunt you down. Don't they have a union? I think they do. Is the union going to fight for them? You knew this was going to happen. A tranny golfer, a guy, wants to play on the women's tour. You knew that was going to happen. Just a matter of time, right? Sure. It's a crazy world we live in. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. 1220 emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Another Gateway Pundit story about new information on Liz Cheney's deceit and perverse actions surrounding the events on January 6th raises serious calls for her arrest and prosecution. What are we talking about? Well, it's the release of a transcript. The story is in The Federalist. Liz Cheney, here's the headline, covered up Trump's push for National Guard on January 6th in political memoir. She falsely accused Trump and said that he resisted calls to deploy the National Guard. That's directly, this is from her own book, Oath and Honor, A Memoir and a Warning. She basically said what Mark Meadows was saying, that Mark Meadows was on the phone to the D.C. mayor saying that President Trump was willing to call out 10,000 National Guardsmen to help the mayor deal with this. She suppressed that. Well, the actual transcript that Cheney's committee, the J6 committee, concealed the testimony. In other words, did not publish the testimony of White House Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Ornato, who said he was listening there with Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to this phone call. They suppressed that. They kept it hidden. Why? Because it's Liz Cheney. She's the swamp. Now, why does that matter? Well, there's an Epoch Times story about this also, by the way. I'll have them both up. The stacked by the Democrats' D.C. court of appeals, just green-lighted a whole bunch, well, three lawsuits against Donald Trump by cops in D.C. This is all, though, in fact, the Supreme Court is hearing Donald Trump's immunity claim that he's immune from any prosecution, should be anyway, because he said very plainly, if anybody just watches the speech, to go march on the Capitol peacefully. They're saying he incited a mob to storm the Capitol. The reason that they're doing this is because they're trying to, again, it's lawfare against the president, Donald Trump. The D.C. Court of Appeals was stacked. They increased the size of it under Obama, and they stacked it with liberals. That's what happens. This is what we're revulsing over. Doug writes an email, IRS only sends you letters, you say. Yeah, that's right. They do. Listen to their ads, Doug. He continues, how does the IRS plan to collect their cut from the Spanglish speaking who just happened to have a Spanish immigrant appearance? You know, the ones flying to D.C. to collect $10,000 on a Chase Bank pre-programmed debit cards or $1,000 EBT cards for groceries they can spend in any state. Of course, it's not difficult to see the banks, the Fed, and the IRS henchmen with the aid of commie Marxists are turning the American dream into the American nightmare welfare state. The IRS is the least of your worries if you live in a blue city. Yeah, you're probably right about that. It's just, you know, those 84,000 new IRS auditors that, you know, coming after all the rich people. Sorry, they're coming after you and me. Mark writes about VA and community care. I am a Vietnam combat vet. I served 19 months in country, qualify for VA medical care, and have no problem with a community care to date. In September, I had in community care for a hip problem, was granted 15 treatments of physical therapy, and also received in community care for cataract surgery, all paid for by the VA. The physical therapy took place in Lebanon and cataract surgery in Albany. I've also been approved for hip replacement surgery. The VA promptly paid the caregivers and all as well. I go to the Eugene VA clinic. Thank you, Mark. So to Don, who wrote me the original email, please stay up on this and let me know anything further that you're hearing as to why you sent me the email. You're going to start losing community care services because so far no one else is hearing them. Now, if you are a veteran, you are hearing it. I want to hear from you. Send me an email, jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.com. See you tomorrow, friends. There's always going to be a lot to talk about. That's political. That's impact.